Manteca, and that's the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band in Sweden in 1948. Well, now, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Julian Joseph and Jazz Lineup.
Hello! The energetic playing of British tuba maestro Oran Marshall in a special trio collaboration with drummers from Ghana. That's a taster of today's concert performance. Plus, we'll also be hearing from Oran as well.
I have very, very strong, rhythmic sensibility on the tuba. I view the tuba as a kind of, drum that I blow down.
First up, let's hear the inventive trio led by Danish bassist Jasper Højby, along with pianist Ivo Niem and drummer Anton Eiger. From their album Parallax, this is Phronesis and Manioc Maniac. An abrupt stop there and Manioc Maniac from the action-packed trio Phronesis from their album Parallax. And you can see Phronesis perform with Phil Meadows' Engines Orchestra as part of a special concert at this year's London Jazz Festival. That's on the 12th of November at Milton Court Concert Hall at the Barbican. Well, we stay with a Danish influence as the iconic drummer from the Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts, puts his jazz suit back on for a collaboration with the Danish radio big band. Not a connection that comes out of the blue, as in the early 60s, Watts lived in Denmark for a short time, hanging out and playing on the jazz and blues scene there. He also reconnected with British trumpet man Gerard Prosensor, who's a member of the Danish radio big band, and features on trumpet and conducts the band for this album, which was recorded at the National Concert Hall of Denmark. This is their version of the Stones classic, You Can't Always Get What You Want. The sound of Charlie Watts and the Danish Radio Big Band playing a piece familiar to many of us, and Watts in particular, You Can't Always Get What You Want. The album is called Charlie Watts Meets the Danish Radio Big Band, and it's out now on Impulse. Well, at the top of the show, I promise you some magnificent music from tuba virtuoso Oren Marshall and his group Trio Lemba, where he teams up with two outstanding Ghanaian drummers, Alpha Saki and Yao Asuma. Recorded on the jazz lineup stage at last year's London Jazz Festival, the trio mesmerised the capacity crowd in the ballroom of the Royal Festival Hall at the South Bank Centre. Before we hear from the trio, here's what Oren had to say about the group.
It comes from a place of familiarity. Yao and Afla are the two Ghanaian drummers. They're very good friends of mine, and I had a band for a few years called the Charming Transport Band, which was an eight-piece band which expanded sometimes to 10 and even 11 on several occasions, actually. You can't go out with that size band anymore unless you've got, you know, some kind of backing. It was a couple of years ago, I was asked to put a trio together for some gigs in London, playing at some antique pubs. It was part of the London Jazz Festival. And I was already doing Jazz for Toddlers with Afla, and we'd got our own repertoire together for that. It was just a question of expanding that and also using some of the repertoire that we play in the Charming Transport Band with Yao. And Yao is a very virtuosic drummer who creates extraordinary harmony with the drums. And in Ghanaian drumming, it's very harmonic. Of course, we get the rhythmic aspect. That's the first thing that hits us. But there's so much detail in there that, in a way, it just, to me, made sense, because the sounds really, really complement each other. Again, it's just a personal feeling, and it's a feeling of familiarity, and it's a feeling of where I like to be as a musician. I have very, very strong, rhythmic sensibility on the tuba. I view the tuba as a kind of, drum that I blow down.
Oren Marshall speaking about his group Trio Lemba, and here they are in action with Caramellis. Trio Lemba and Caramellis from their concert on the Jazz Lineup stage at the London Jazz Festival in 2016, and more from Oren, Alpha and Yao later on the show. Next up, music from South African pianist and composer Chris McGregor's Brotherhood of Breath. That was a band that grew out of the now legendary South African sextet, the Blue Notes. The extended Brotherhood of Breath is a combination of South African expat musicians and top London jazz musicians. The rolling personnel meant that Oren Martell had the great fortune to gain early experience playing in a later incarnation of this fine ensemble. Here they are, back in 1972, from the album Brotherhood, way before Oren's time, and this is Nick Tete. Pianist Chris McGregor and his Brotherhood of Breath playing Nick Tete. You're listening to the finest jazz here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, and this is Jazz Lineup.
shattered in a thousand pieces, weeping in the darkest night. Hey there, you trying to stand up on your own two feet and stumbling through the sky. When the lights go out and you're on your own, how you gonna make it through till the morning sun? Sing to the moon and the stars beside. Hey there,
shattered in a thousand pieces, weeping in the darkest night.
Snarky Puppy with Laura Mvula, marrying their stars perfectly and tastefully with Sing to the Moon. Also on that piece was Michelle Willis on pump organ and vocals. Now we return to the joyful grooving sound of Orrin Marshall and Trio Lemba. And just before we hear the trio, Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre was at the festival and caught up with Orrin, asking him about the tradition and in particular the music of Duke Ellington.
One of the pieces that you're going to do, which really, really should grab listeners by the scruff of the neck, is an Ellington piece, Rocking in Rhythm. One of the great pieces in the Ellington canon, and presumably that's something that you have played for, I don't know, many years before, but how does it work in this context?
Well, again, it was an experiment, because I had started working on Ellington tunes by myself as a kind of exercise, just to try to embrace the whole music, you know, on one instrument is a great training for any musician. And so, you know, gradually I've been creating my own arrangements of these big band tunes, you know, for solo tuba. It was really like last night when we were just kind of mucking about, and I just said, let's try this tune. And I didn't know how it would work, because people do speak about the connection between, you know, the African heritage and North American jazz. And very often, you know, culturally, they're so completely different. The notion that just because you're a jazz drummer, for example, that you can kind of stick some African drummers together with a jazz drummer and it's all going to work amazingly. No, they're very different languages. So I wasn't kind of sure how it would work, because the way that I'm playing the bass line is more kind of swingy, you know, it's a bit more like New Orleans. And of course, Ellington's music was steeped in dance music. And when you listen to those like really early recordings from the, you know, 20s and 30s, in fact, the first band had a tuba in it, you know, so...
Well, they are for dance halls as well, that's the thing.
And that's it. Yeah. And that swing, and for me, the swing in jazz really comes from the dance. You know, when people talk about the feel and people and you know, what swing is, and people get into all kind of intellectual discussions about it, and they get, you know, master's degrees in it, you know, so... There's a lot of thought that's gone into it, but really for me, it's the dance. That's the feeling. And the thing about the African culture is still, everything's rooted in dance. You know, everything's connected. When I was getting to know Afla and Yao, you know, the distinction between a dancer and a musician was very, very blurry, because everybody danced and everybody played music, you know, in terms of, you know, the tradition. Also, I think that being familiar with the different musical languages, you know, you're able to adapt the style a bit so that it works. And then, of course, when it comes down to rhythmic variations or just stops and starts and different kind of things, I mean, they're just right on it. Their language is rhythmically very, very sophisticated, so they take it on, like, really, really quickly. I mean, they learn stuff, like, super, super quick.
Kevin Legendre in conversation with our featured artist, Orrin Marshall. A charismatic musician, Orrin is versatile, adaptable, and shines in every musical situation. And he's been sought out by the very best artists, including Moondog, Radiohead, and inspirational vocalist Bobby McFerrin. On the next piece, we get to hear his experiment into the world of Duke Ellington with his version of Rockin' in Rhythm. And that's then followed by his composition, Old Man Mind.
Thank you. Thank you. So look, all you gotta do is just sing back what I play on the tuba. Yeah? Got it.
Oren Marshall, who lifted the audience at the Royal Festival Hall at the Jazz Lineup Stage in the South Bank Centre with the intimacy and sheer musicality of Old Man Mind, with drummers Alpha Saki and Yao Asuma, the three of them known as Trio Lemba, specially recorded for Jazz Lineup. Well, that's almost the end of this week's Jazz Lineup. Next week, we have a very special performance from David Bowie collaborator Donny McCaslin and his band, as well as a performance from vocalist Jamoke Fashola, recorded at the BBC's headquarters in Glasgow. And remember, you can catch Jazz Now on Monday night at 11 on BBC Radio 3. This week, they feature the band Aziza in concert with Dave Holland, Lionel Lewecki, Chris Potter and Eric Harland. And also, there's the monthly BBC Introducing Roundup with Al Ryan. To end tonight, a subtle and gentle sign-off from guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel from his latest recording, Kaipi. Rosenwinkel plays all the instruments for the majority of what I found a very musically warm and inviting album. This is Little B. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Was Little B by Kurt Rosenwinkel, ending today's jazz lineup. It was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. Well, Julian Joseph mentioned Monday's jazz, but don't forget Geoffrey Smith will be here later tonight. This week he's been exploring the many jazz interpretations of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, including those of Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday and Miles Davis. That's Geoffrey Smith's jazz tonight at midnight.
The Dark Tower by Louis MacNeice is one of the most significant plays in the history of radio drama. MacNeice grasped that by using words and music, He could work directly on the imagination of the listener, in a way peculiar to the medium, and explore an interior world. At the core of this parable play from 1946 is original music by his friend Benjamin Britten, which creates the fantasy world in which the play is set.
The Dark Tower, in a performance recorded at Orford Church, tomorrow night at 9, and then on the BBC Radio 3 website. You're tuned to BBC Radio 3. It's just after 6 o'clock, and it's time for this week's Opera on 3. As part of the BBC Opera season, Radio 3 is broadcasting all 7 of the operas featured in the current exhibition at the V&A called Opera, Passion, Power and Politics, which explores the stories behind 7 operatic premieres in 7 cities. It's presented in partnership with the Royal Opera House, and it's an immersive exhibition that takes you on a fantastic journey through nearly 400 years of history. The ones we've already heard, including Monteverdi's Poppea, Handel's Rinaldo, Puccini's La Bohème and Verdi's Nabucco, are still on the Radio 3 website. Today it's the turn of Wagner's Tannhäuser, a production recorded at Covent Garden in May 2016. It was presented by Donald MacLeod.
An evening of great music-making is what lies ahead of us. A performance of Wagner's opera about the epic struggle between flesh and spirit, about a man in conflict with himself and with the operatic thrill of a song contest, Wagner's mythological drama Tannhäuser. It was probably Wagner's most popular opera in his lifetime, but now it's a relative rarity compared to the others, not least on account of its infernally taxing title woe. In this revival at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, of Till Marbury's award-winning production, first seen here in 2010, the tenor Peter Seifert is taking on that Herculean challenge, torn between his lust for the goddess Venus, sung by the soprano Sophie Koch, and his love for the chaste Elizabeth, the soprano Emma Bell. Reprising the role of Wolfram von Eschenbach, for which he won an Olivier Award in that first run of performances, is the baritone Christian Gerhaher. The role of the Landgrave, Hermann, is sung by the bass, Stephen Milling. The Royal Opera Chorus Master Renato Balsadonna, and the orchestra of the Royal Opera House, leader Anya Safonova, are conducted by Hartmut Hentchen. Tannhäuser has acquired the reputation of being something of a problem opera, with its binary opposites of saint and sinner, Madonna and whore, love and sex, flesh and spirit, damnation and redemption, the artist versus society. What Wagner presents us with is his own highly personal amalgam of an